97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah!
It's 849 Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Hello. Stop it.
Pervert.
You're so pervert.
You're just trying. Dude, you're just trying to make her angry.
I would never.
Look at her. She's happy. She's dressed nice.
I don't like it one bit.
Chipper. Yeah. Don't ruin my day.
It's 8:50. Before we get to your dumb vocabulary, somebody hit us up because there's this pretty cool thing going on this Sunday at the is it Roller World? Is that
Lakeshore
what it is?
Roller World in Stevensville?
Roller World,
absolutely.
So it's this reunion for anybody who's ever skated at Roller World.
Lakeshore Roller World.
I've never been there. Is it a good time, Hunter?
Roller World?
Yeah.
You've never been.
You've never taken me out,
bro.
Yeah.
It's where I grew up.
Dude, I can dance
on some
skates.
I know, and that's the whole point. I think a lot of people grew up at Lakeshore Roller World, and so they're having a reunion this Sunday.
That's the first place I held a girl's hand.
Oh, my God. That's where everyone held hands
for the first time.
Dude, my hand is still sweaty.
I'm not from here.
I'm so nervous.
still clammy.
Seriously, I'm getting butterflies talking about it.
Do you remember the girl's name?
Jamie? Yeah.
What a slut.
What? She was like 8?
She probably held hands with like 9 guys that night.
Dude,
they always did. Did you guys have like the spotlight games? I had the roller rink in my hometown, and that's where, you know, through birthday parties, we'd go meet Santa Claus there and get gifts. And we used to play the spotlight game. If you got spotlighted, then you had to hold hands and skate around. They would put the boys either in the middle, and they got to spotlight and pick their girls, or the girls would get to be in the middle.
I like that.
And then the opposite sex would just skate around and wait for someone to spotlight them.
Until there was that one lonely girl who never got spotlighted. Was that you, Kiki?
No!
No one ever put the spotlight on me.
That's actually how I met my wife. I spotlighted her while she was going through my trash.
Hey! Want to hold hands? Go to Roller World? Well, this is pretty cool. This is obviously a staple in Southwest Michigan. So Sunday.
Dude, Roller World is awesome. Yeah. We're definitely going. I don't care if the Packers play on Sunday. We're skating.
Do they allow crack the whip there?
What's that?
That's when you get a big line of people going.
Oh, and the person at the end. Usually ends up slamming into the wall.
You know how many friends of mine died playing crack the whip?
I didn't know there was a name to it.
Yeah, crack the whip.
It's very fun, though. We definitely did that.
We did your classic four corners. You know,
yep, four corner, corners with the dice
did
thing.
The limbo.
Limbo.
Yep. Reverse skate, couple skate, couple backward. Skate.
Or, yeah, every reverse. Limbo boy and girl. Do they limbo around the world?
Did you do the one where also the music stops
and you
go as fast as you can and then it stops and everyone basically would just go to the ground and slide to a halt.
that skin along that nice floor.
Ooh, can we dress up? You know, maybe like some old school skate outfits.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Could we just get a keg and put it right in the middle?
Okay, can we tailgate? That's the question.
Can we tailgate
before the roller reunion?
I think people can find info on this for the roller reunion on Facebook.
Just
look up Lakeshore Skating Center Roller Reunion. And get
this Sunday, 6 to 8:30.
Sunday, Roller World. Bring your skates.
So here's a question. Are you guys bladers or are you skaters?
I used to be a rollerblader, but I think I'm too old for that because it is kind of slippery, you know? Mm-hmm. The rollerblades, I would kind of slip. Yeah, I don't think so.
If I were to go now, I'd probably have the old four skater. Yep. But back in the day, after D2, when they did the street hockey game, I wanted that to be my profession. I tipped over so many trash cans to whack my hockey puck into.
Nice.
I was pretty good. Could have went pro, but I decided not to.
I was a good blader. I don't think I could ever
roller skate.
No,
I think I tried it once, and I was like, "Oh, this is weird."
You know, Hunter's probably that douchebag on rollerblades that's cutting in between everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he
is, for sure.
Getting really low.
Coming through.
I found it hard to blade inside the rink. I'm more of an outside, you know, rougher terrain kind of rollerblader.
You gotta be able to...
It was too slippery inside the rink.
You gotta be able to grind some rails, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You wanna do some sweet heel kicks off the stairs?
I need some ramps.
Well, this sounds actually really cool, so check it out, like I said, on Facebook there, and it's nice that... such a big chunk of Southwest Michigan has got something cool going on. So
about the WD-40 up my skates, bro.
Oh, God. Just smoking. Smoking. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson agency located in Stevensville, home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris loves life insurance, man. He is so knowledgeable in it, and he loves showing people how it can help with retirement planning, tax benefits, and so much more.
We might want to get life insurance before we go.
Yeah. One of us is. Why did you take out $1 million life insurance policy? Oh, we're going roller skating. And honestly, it's been a while. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Hey, why don't you do suck it, because I already got one. Slam piece.
Wow, you were just on it today.
I'm on it.
Good job.
Slam piece.
Slam piece. Oh, that's easy. That's like your go-to person when you want to bump it.
I was going to say it was your slammer from the game of Pogs.
Oh, your slam. Oh, classic.
Yeah.
I had a saw blade one.
Did you?
Awesome.
Nice.
Kiki, so it's that one piece you just used to, how did you word that?
Those were my knuckles.
To bump it.
Yeah.
Hunter, any guess?
Slam piece.
Slam piece.
It's just that person you
slam.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are right. It's someone you would never marry or date, but whenever you need to.
Oh, I didn't know it was that far.
Oh, yeah. No. You ain't marrying no slam. I'm not taking a slam piece home to mom.
Just a real good lay. Huh?
Yeah, this is my slam piece.
Yeah. Mom, slam piece, mom. Nice to meet you. I heard you're really good at doing that thing with your tongue. Example, my slam piece just texted me. Nice, I'm getting laid. There you go. See, I married my slam piece and I made that mistake.
Oh, man.
I thought she was going to throw something in there.
She wound up.
No, you were a slam piece turned wife, and that's rare.
Come on, Kiki.
I feel it's kind of compliment to be a slam piece. Not everybody wants to wife up some guy.
Hey. Oh.
I'm just saying. What? It just means I'm really good.
So
at something.
As a slam
a slam piece has to be right, is really good.
Slam piece sounds like
what she does.
No.
Like the girl doesn't have to do any work. You just kinda lay there, right?
That's most chicks. You do all the work, and then go do the dishes. Because there.
No, that's what happens when you wife.
No, honestly, slam piece. That's true. You've gotten a lot of stuff just with that. Slam pieces don't have to be good, just to clear that up. They can just kind of be there. Honestly, they just need to be willing and ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't your slam piece.
Willing?
I was never willing and ready.
Good Lord. Don't word it like that. Everyone
what made
it was
you work for it?
It was consensual every time.
Oh, God.
For God's sakes, lady.
That
attention, local musician.